Hello, West Liberty. This is Sarah. Today I'll be talking to Skylar. Skylar is a graduate of Point Park University with a degree in cinema art and a minor in screenwriting. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Let's begin. What is your favorite film?
It changes a lot, but right now, and probably in general, my favorite film is Dr. Zhivago.
So when did you first know you wanted to go into film or, like, do film?
It was definitely when the movie Super 8 was filming in and around Weirton, when I was, like, probably 10 or around there, and seeing that film in person was pretty cool and was definitely a motivator for what I wanted to do in life.
So who are the directors or, like, filmmakers that have influenced you the most?
For me, it's my favorite director is David Lean. I really like his directing style. Greta Gerwig has been a big influence in the past few years. She really has a career that I would like, where she writes her own films and then directs them. And also screenwriter Robert Towne, because I really love screenwriting, and I really like his scripts most.
So what are some, like, tips or, like, what does one do to get started if they want to go into film?
For me, I started in PAing, which is being a production assistant. And while I was in college, we had to do short films for our production classes. So we had to have certain roles. And I started out PAing for the upperclassmen. And eventually, you have to write and direct your own short. And I had my first paid production assistant gig this year. So for me, personally, that is really a thing that I've done to help get into film. And then from there, you can just network and meet other people.
What are your short-term 1 to 2 years versus long-term goals, maybe like 6 to 10 years goals?
My short-term goals right now are to move to Los Angeles in the next few months, because I think the area out there will be a lot better in terms of opportunities for me. And when I'm out there, I would really love to get an assistant job at either a talent agency or a studio, because everything I've read and people I've talked to have said that that's a really good way to get an in into the industry starting out. And long term, I'd really like to work at a studio and be a script coordinator, as well as my ultimate goal is to win an Oscar for screenwriting.
So what motivates you to keep pushing forward in your career?
Lately, the film industry has been really on a downward spiral because of the strike. So it's been really difficult to land a good job. But the thing that keeps motivating me is the passion I have for filmmaking and the entire process in general. It's the one thing I've always been really passionate about that I wanted to do and be a part of making movies. So having that passion and drive is really a big thing when you face a lot of rejection.
So what do you think makes a good producer, director, etc.?
For me, I think it is communication, because that is always important when you're on set, and there can be a lot of miscommunication that could result in some bad things, which I've always experienced as well. And the best directors I've seen are ones that communicate to every aspect of the production crew, no matter how small your role may be, like being a production assistant.
Okay, so last question. What is your favorite part of filmmaking?
My favorite part is the collaboration. I just love how every single film department comes together to make one movie. I'm always a believer that you can't make a movie without, like, everybody, and that includes the bottom of the totem pole. And I just adore the collaboration, and then, of course, seeing your name in the end credits at the end, which I just saw recently for the first time. So those two things are probably my favorite part.
So I hope you have a good journey in the filmmaking industry. I would
like
to thank you for joining me.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you.
Goodbye. So you just heard Skylar and I talk about what it's like to be in the film from someone who's done it before and made productions. Thank you for listening. We are College Radio and we are passionately vocal. You can stick around here and listen to music here on WGLZ 91.5 FM. I enjoy giving a scare to the ghost hunters that explore here, as well as to have them hear me speak. And that gives me a voice to be heard, just like WGLZ here at West Liberty.